Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey now, welcome to the It's Gonna Be May edition of Off Air with Robin Holly.
It's because it's the beginning of May. It's May 1st, and May 1st means that it is Rob Stone's birthday.
Yay.
That's you. Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's been a nice birthday for you, I think.
It's been very nice. And we were talking about Justin Timberlake because he came up in the news about actually hooking up with another celebrity.
Yes, this was a little bit of drama.
But before that, we were saying he stole the day. He stole May 1st. He stole my birthday with a meme him saying it's going to be May.
Didn't we talk about in our last podcast that you were going to make it like Rob Stone Day on May 1st?
Well, because we talked about Danny DeVito getting his own holiday on his birthday in his hometown. I'm like, maybe May 1st could be Rob Stone Day in my hometown.
And then all of a sudden, it was like we watched
then it's
Ellen.
Then it's
all
Justin
it
Timberlake
Justin
Day.
Timberlake. All the memes are going. I'm like, I pretty much think that May 1st is Justin Timberlake Day.
You know what?
And, sorry, Rob.
And JT, I cannot compete. I don't believe I'll ever be as famous as you, man. So, if you're wondering, if you missed it, they played a game on Ellen called Never Have I Ever.
Okay, yeah.
And Ellen's going through and she says, never have I ever hooked up with a Spice Girl. And then the guys
all the guys of NSYNC.
Yeah, and NSYNC?
NSYNC.
NSYNC or
InSync? InSync?
Pretty sure.
I don't know. I'm really tired. I was actually thinking, I'm like pretty tired at this point in my life right now.
InSync.
I was thinking about how NSYNC.
InSync.
I was thinking about
Holly,
how.
They're InSync.
Listen.
They're not NSYNC.
Listen, have you seen them lately? You saw them on Ellen. They are not InSync at all.
They have aged. Justin Timberlake and Lance Bass have not, but the rest of them kind of let themselves go.
I think it's because they got some crazy hairdos going on right now. And I'm like, no.
But back to it. So never have I ever hooked up with a Spice Girl.
Uh-huh.
They all are saying never, 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 never. Justin Timberlake hesitates. And everyone's like, oh boy. Who did he hook up with?
He tries to get out of saying.
And he kind of tries to say, no, I haven't. But then Ellen goes, yep, you have.
We all know it. I love that they like call him out.
We were wondering, you could name all the Spice Girls. Which Spice Girl did Justin Timberlake hook up with?
You realize that
back in the day.
I'm joking around. Like when I'm naming off the Spice Girls and I'm telling you that there's an Old Spice, that it's not, there's not actually an Old Spice.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. I didn't know if you did. I thought
that was the whole, that's the punchline. And now you just gave it away. You gave away the punchline.
Yeah, I don't know. If you already heard a radio show, you already
Posh
you already heard
Spice.
The, Posh Spice.
Young,
sporty Spice. Sporty,
young Spice.
No, I don't think there's a young Spice.
Sippy Spice? Is there cinnamon spice? Are these cumin spice?
Right now, I want you
cumin.
To keep going cumin? On with all the spices.
Creole spice?
I don't know.
Is there a Lowry's? I think Lowry's spice is my favorite. It's more of a seasoning than a spice, but the seasoning. The seasoning girls are what I like.
You're salty. Yeah. Salty.
So, yeah, it wasn't actually that much. It sounded like drama, but no, this was back in the day, and he apparently hooked up with one of the Spice Girls. You had to expect it, right?
Right. Weren't they on tour with each other at some point? Yeah. Or I'm sure they were in the same place a lot.
Do you have to do this live read for Kroger in a second?
I do need to talk about Kroger.
Okay.
Because that's
okay.
Where your birthday cake came from.
Okay, let's take a break. We're coming back off air in just a second. We got to go back on air. Hang
okay.
on. Okay, back off the air.
Off the air.
All right, we're moving on. Moving on.
Break.
Moving on from Justin Timberlake. I'm trying to take my day back here. It's May 1st. Okay, how about this? I used to be a pretty big Fireball fan.
Okay.
Fireball whiskey.
Oh, I because, know so many people that love Fireball.
Well, here's the thing. When I started drinking it back when I first started going to Nashville.
Okay.
And it was huge down in Nashville. And this was before it was even in Michigan. So for me, it was like a nostalgic thing. Every time I went to Nashville, I was like, Fireball, yeah, it gets the party started.
Like you feel like when you smell it, you like think of all the good times
you had. It always brought me back to Nashville, and we didn't have it here in Michigan for a number of years. But then once we did, I kind of got Fireballed out.
We were like, it's too much.
So, yeah, so we got Fireballed out. I don't know if I would say I love it as much as I used to, but every once in a while, we'll do one in Nashville for good old time's sake.
Okay.
But I thought maybe this would be a way to change it up and get to like it again.
Yeah, did you see this?
With the warmer weather going on. What's this Fireball popsicle?
It's a Fireball popsicle. Of course, it's for the summer. You know, you always have those little treats or whatever in the summer months that you make with alcohol. A lot of time, Jello shots.
Yeah.
This is way better.
So this could be a nice thing for to get ready for faster horses.
Yeah, so Fireball whiskey, you get like a quarter cup of Fireball, you get like 2 cups of root beer, and then a little bit of grapefruit juice, and then you put it in a...
Grapefruit juice?
Just a splash.
Sounds weird with those other things.
No, it's just, trust me, it's refreshing.
So they're
it
calling this
refreshing.
Fireball whiskey root beer popsicles.
Yes. Yes.
What do we? I think we need to come up with a better name. It's just listing all the ingredients in the title of the
what can
of
we
what
call
it is.
It? Fire pop.
Well, it's Fireball. Yeah, it's pop beer, root beer, fire
pop.
Fire beer, fire pop beer,
fire pop beer.
I don't know. We're getting somewhere. We're getting closer.
How about fireman's friend?
That's good.
I'm gonna make you a fireman's friend. Fireman's friend, right up.
I like that
because it's a popsicle. It's cool. Firemen want to be cool. They're already cool because they're saving people.
That reminds me. The fireman thing reminds me of part of our. We did pickup lines too.
Oh, today, yeah.
On the air for for Brett Young tickets.
What was your favorite pickup line that
someone Well, your fireman
told us?
Reminded me of yesterday. This chick called in, and I don't think we could air her pickup line on the air.
Oh, no, this was inappropriate.
But we could maybe talk about it in a podcast because
I think we could,
there's no rules on the internet.
But this is funny because it is off air, and this is the kind of stuff that happens off air. So she calls in, and she tells us her pickup line. And I was like,
Do you remember how it went exactly?
It was something about being a fireman. Are you a fireman?
Are you a fireman?
Yep.
Because when you came here, I was hot.
And now
I And then you left me...
wet. Ew! Ew! Ew!
Okay, hold on. We got to do traffic.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to come back to this. Okay, we're back. What was that joke again, Holly? Do you want to revisit it?
No, because it was gross. I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but I do remember it was yucky.
Okay, so moving on here. Yesterday was National Honesty Day. We touched on this on the air just a little bit, but we somehow missed the actual day.
So we did not celebrate National Honesty Day.
I celebrate National Honesty Day every day, Holly.
Oh, you're such a good guy.
I'm a goody two-shoes.
You really
are.
No,
I try. I try to be honest as I can. But sometimes I think we're all guilty of white lies.
And sometimes they're harmless.
And I think sometimes it's to kind of maybe... stay away from like giving people all the details, especially at people you work with and whatnot.
Or being dramatic or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just easy to like do a simple thing.
But we did find the list of the top 5 white lies.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty funny that you are guilty of all of these.
I'm not guilty of all of them. The top 3, though, I am guilty of.
Okay, well, number 5 is my phone died.
Right. I would never say that because I know straight up that's a lie.
Which, yeah, I don't really consider that a white lie because if someone says, hey, why didn't you call me? Oh, my phone died. And you're like, no, it did not.
No, I know. But that worst, is a white lie that people make.
The worst is, and I hate this, and I feel like I have several times I want to call people out.
For what?
Like, if you send someone a text message and they don't respond.
Right.
And then they go, oh, I never got your text. And then they didn't realize that they had the settings on their phone to where if I go look through the text, it says seen at whatever. It literally shows you when the other person saw your text message.
Yeah.
So boom, busted.
I feel like I don't answer text messages back immediately because sometimes you're busy and you can't text.
Like, no, I mean, driving. I'm just saying like someone never responds. Like, hey, you never like responded. And they say, well, I never saw it. I didn't get it. You must have not went through. Oh, BS.
Yeah.
So my phone died, real lie. Okay. Number four, let's keep in touch.
Yep. That's something nice that you say to someone that you know you probably will never see again. You're like, oh no, we should keep in touch. Yeah, let's keep in touch.
Should I stop saying that? Because I have said this to people and I mean it.
Like I mean it too when I say it, but sometimes I think it's harder. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Maybe
just go even further than that.
I think you mean it in the moment.
Just be like, hey, I think we should be best friends. And then try to creep the person out. So that then you won't have to talk to them anymore anyway because they'll go, well, that person's pretty creepy. They want to be my best friend.
Sometimes you want to talk to them, but you just don't get a chance to get around to it.
All right, this is the one that you do all the time. I've heard you do this on the air. This means Holly's not paying attention to what I'm saying. And she goes, I love it. I love it is on the list.
It's because I want to be positive. I don't really have a lot of things to say or sometimes anything positive to say. So I will just respond with, I love it.
Well, you're,
and that's nice. That's like me saying, okay. I think that's my thing to be like, we should not talk about this.
It's going to be a little white lie here. And then now every time we talk on air and I catch you, I'm just going to laugh and go, white lie.
White lie. No, don't call me out on it.
Okay, I'm 5 minutes away is the next one. I think you're also guilty of this.
Oh, I'm late everywhere I go. I don't even know how to be on time somewhere. I say I'm 5 minutes away, it really does mean I'm 7 to 10 minutes away.
Okay, well, it's not too bad.
Right? 7 minutes. Because I feel like here's what I think what you could do. And this is what all late people do, like me, people that are chronically late. If you tell someone I'm going to be 5 minutes late and then you are 10 minutes late, then you are just really 5 minutes late from the time that you said that you'd be 5 minutes late. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're not 10 minutes late at that point. Now you're 5 minutes late and now you've just given yourself 10 minutes.
No matter what, it sounds not as bad when you say, hey, I'm just running 5 minutes behind. Right. And even though you show up 10 minutes behind, you're like, well, you know, I was walking through the door and then I talked to the receptionist and blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
I was here.
You see?
I was in the bathroom.
It's fine.
I had to go.
Everybody's late. And I'm never even mad at anyone if they're late. If I'm like, oh, I'll meet you here then. And then they're late. I'm like, oh, whatever. It happens.
I'm kind of a chronically late person and I've been trying to set all my clocks ahead so that I fix that, but then I just look at the clock and I go, oh, that's 5 minutes fast.
Yeah, you do
math.
Oh,
that's 5 minutes fast.
No, you have to set it like where you can't do math quite as easy, like 8 minutes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Uh-huh, because I'm like, oh, I can't do math, so I'll never figure out 8 minutes. Like, I'll never figure it out.
Okay, number one on the list for top five white lies is, I'm fine.
Well.
How are you? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Even though something is eating you up inside.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Unload your whole emotional dumping ground on the person like that? If you're like, how you doing? You're like, well, let me tell you the terrible things that are going on in my life. Like I feel like I'm fine is like a legit white lie. That's fine.
But I think that most people that most people that say that, though, in that moment of like if there's something is really wrong, you can tell because they just look at you with that sad face and they're like, I'm fine. Like, no, you're not fine. You are on the edge of breakdown.
I feel like girls have always had their boyfriends say this to them too.
Yep.
When the boys are like, what's your
problem?
I'm fine.
I'm fine, Jimmy.
And really what she wants to say is, you're a freaking a-hole. Because what I'm fine means is you're a jerk.
And that's why I'm fine is number one on the list of white lies. Because we all know when you girls say I'm fine, this must have been for a chick's list. This is a chick list.
No, do guys say this too? Dudes say this all the time. I'm 5 minutes away. Let's keep in touch. Come on. Come on.
I don't think I've ever said I'm fine. Someone asked me how I'm doing. I'm always just like,
good.
Good.
You say good.
Pretty good.
It's because you're usually pretty good.
Or all right. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
It's all right.
Pretty good.
It's all right. I think it's going to be fine. Everything's fine.
Have you ever been caught in a white lie or real lie that you were like, oh, shnikes?
That's me thinking.
I can't think of one.
I can't think of one. If I've been caught, I don't know. I try not to get myself too ripped and rolled and lies.
I think I learned at a young age from my dad, do not lie. That was like his number one thing with him that really made him mad. If you lie to me,
oh yeah,
it's like game over.
My husband will tell you that I have no ability to lie because the second like he'll walk in the door and I'll be like, I got another horse. I bought another horse. Like I'll have no thought process in telling him that I got another animal in our house or whatever it is. And I will just like be like, blah, blah, blah.
It may have something to do with the fact that he interrogates people and he gets them to confess things. So you're like, even if you're trying to hold something back, you're like, I did it.
But he was always like, you're a terrible liar. I was like, I know. Well, he's like, that's why I love you. That's why I married you.
All right. Don't be liars. There's a little white lies top five list there. We're going to try to stay away from that. And we are going to maybe tell a white lie and say that the next time we do a podcast, it'll be better than this one.
Oh, we can always have high hopes for ourselves.
That's right.
We appreciate you listening to this one.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.